Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. Back with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the census. The lowest rate of completion I'm seeing in the region for census forms in the final weeks.
Yeah, the count is really coming down to its final days. The deadline to get counting done is October 31st, and officials around the region are really bearing down on neighborhoods where the compliance rate's low. On Monday, Rensselaer County officials were in Troy's North Central neighborhood as part of their effort to get as many people counted as possible. The neighborhood is among the hard-to-count areas in the region with a high poverty rate and a population that frequently turns over. Its 38.2% rate for households that completed the census form is the lowest among Rensselaer County census tracts. Officials with the local census effort launched a two-day street fair in order to help residents fill out forms. They were aided by census workers who were on hand to answer any questions people might have. Albany's tracts that have been hardest to count are along Central Avenue, a neighborhood that adjoins West Hill, and parts of Arbor Hill. In Schenectady, tracts in Mont Pleasant are low at 33%, 35%. The only spots around where census counts so far are lower than that are the rural Saratoga County towns of Edinburgh, which is at 31%, and the town of Day, which is at 21.5%. Local officials of both political parties want to get as high a turnout as possible because some federal funding is based on the population in various states around the country.
Now to the tragic story. A state report on the death of Devontae Paul. Explain who he is and what happened.
Before the death of 6-year-old Devontae Paul earlier this year in Troy, child welfare investigators never interviewed the man who would be accused of killing him, despite repeated allegations that he had been abusing the boy. That information is included in a report that was finalized this year by the State Office of Child and Family Services. The report was obtained by the Times Union. It states that County Protective Service investigators in the Hudson Valley failed to make adequate efforts to interview Kevin Cox, the live-in boyfriend of Devontae's mother, in violation of protocols for abuse cases. In February, Devontae was found unresponsive in a bathtub in Troy, where he'd been living with his mother, Nicole Bauer, and Cox. Though Bauer claimed to a 911 dispatcher that the boy had drowned, the child had no water in his lungs and showed extensive bruising on his body and was in hypothermic shock. Cox is charged with second-degree murder, though he's denied all wrongdoing. The boy's mother faces no charges. But in the report, prior to the alleged abuse that led to the boy's death, Ulster County was asked at least twice to investigate complaints of abuse by the boy's father. Twice they found no credible evidence to substantiate the allegations. In a 2018 case, they were unable to locate and interview Cox. In 2017, county was also asked to investigate a complaint that Cox was physically abusing the boy. The county found that that complaint was unfounded, but also, once again, didn't interview Cox.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joined us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.